Now, for a change of pace.
He was tall, tanned and broad-shouldered, and Sarah couldn't help gazing at him for a second longer than she should have. No one seemed to notice, though. They were too busy chatting and catching their breath after the boogie on the makeshift dance floor.
That's from a book called Rosalie Station by rural Queensland author Mandy Margot. It's unashamedly romantic. There's stolen kisses under wide outback skies and rugged, handsome men in cowboy hats. Sort of Mills and Boone meets We're the Never Never. Well, the publishing industry calls this genre outback romance or rural lit, or even we've seen chook lit. These books are selling extremely well, but who's buying them and indeed who's writing them? Well, I'm joined by two authors of outback romance fiction now who have become firm friends through their writing. They are Mandy Magro and Fiona Palmer. Welcome both of you to Bush Telegraph.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Great. Now, look, I did something I don't think I've ever done. I curled up in bed last night quite early reading romantic fiction.
That's wonderful to hear.
It was great. Look, I really enjoyed it. Now, if I could start with you, Mandy, give us a synopsis of Rosalie Station.
Well, it's about Sarah Clark, who's a fruit farmer's daughter, and she moves with her boyfriend to the wide open spaces of the Australian outback, getting a job as a camp cook on a cattle station. And out there she experiences all the wonderful ways they muster in cattle, mustering the cattle in choppers and on horseback and on motorbikes. But whilst out there she discovers a massive secret that can shatter her world, so her challenge is to see whether she's going to stay on out there or go home, so I'll leave that for the readers to find out.
I know, you can't give it away.
No.
Your books are about women who get to experience life in the outback. Now, yet you started writing when you were housebound.
Most definitely. I did, yeah. I found once I became a mum and I couldn't get out there and live the country life as such, I started to write about it.
It's a bit of a sort of a fantasy getaway for you as well.
Oh, most definitely. I find it a release for me to get out everything that I'm passionate about with the country and the people that live in it. So it's great. Yeah, I enjoy it.
How much do you draw on your own experience?
I would say a lot of it in the first book. I think a lot of that came from personal experience, and that's where you find that you write from the heart, so it comes out on the page.
Really? You've had some of those personal experiences? Because they were fantastic.
Probably not the real raunchy ones. They might be extended just a little bit more. But, I've had a lot of those experiences out there. I was a camp cook for a while on a station, so I had a lot of the experiences that she's had there.
So there was romance at the station?
No, there wasn't romance in the station. I was more like one of the boys out there, so there was definitely no romance, so I can't sort of give you any juicy details there. But, experiencing up in the chopper, you know, chasing after the bulls, and I did all of that and got quite sick the first time, which I've got Sarah doing that as well. So, yeah, a lot of it's based on my experience.
Just like to introduce our second author into the discussion, Fiona Palmer. She's a rural author from Western Australia and author of Heart of Gold and other books. Hi, Fiona.
How you going, Greg?
Now, look, I've got to ask you the same question. Give us a synopsis of your book, Heart of Gold.
Heart of Gold, that's based in the shearing shed, follows CJ, a young girl who's been a rousey, and she's sort of stuck in a rut with an abusive father who suffers from depression, and sort of about how it all changes when a shearer comes to town and sort of pushes her, I guess, to become a shearer, trains her up and everything like that. So sort of her journey through making a few life changes.
So what made you start writing, I guess, outback romance novels?
I think a lot the same as Mandy, you know, very passionate about where I live. And although I didn't think I could write, I have a creative side and I just wanted to write down this story I had in my mind, and it sort of wasn't going away, so I had to virtually sit down and start tapping it out on the computer, and it just sort of went from there.
Mandy, if I could just come back to you, did you have other genres of writing you started first, or you went straight into
outback? I actually tried to start to write a murder mystery about 5 years ago now, but it started to go really well, and then I got to the bit where someone got murdered and it just grossed me out, having to write all the blood and gore bit, because you have to go in and give every little iota of detail. So I did try to start writing that, and then I put it away, became a mum, and got back into writing into the country. So, yeah, I have tried another genre.
Now, am I right in saying there's a growing market for these books?
Most definitely. I actually started writing after reading one of Fiona's books myself, it was the last book left in the country genre that I hadn't read. So I was at a loose end. I was thinking, what am I going to read now? And then I thought, why don't I just write one? And didn't think it would be snapped up as quickly as it was. So I'm blessed that it was.
Now, what are some, Fiona, if I could just go back to you, what are some of the essential elements of a good romance outback fiction? What are some of the key characters?
I'm not sure. I think a lot of it's to do, the landscape plays heavily in our books. Certain books can have the romance and that, but I guess with the rural books, you've got the scenery, which is the romance as well. And then you've got those, you know, crazy characters that sometimes you can only find out in the bush. and they can be quite funny and, I don't know, they just can really add depth to our books, I believe.
What about the male characters? Look, I'm just going to put myself on the line here because look, I'm not sure how to put this. I've almost felt quite vulnerable. I was quite intimidated by your male characters. They're all, you know, really well cut. They're all sort of rippling abs and, yeah. And they're all really romantic and sensitive and they ride motorbikes and helicopters and trucks.
Yeah, they're a man's man kind of thing.
They really are. But then at the same time, they've got this really gentle soft side as well.
Yeah, maybe it's every girl's dream. I don't know.
Do they exist? Yeah.
I think there's a few out there.
I'm sure there are. But is there a typical romantic hero for your books?
I believe so, yeah. I think that's the thing for romance, is a place for the girls to escape and just, you know, to dream. So your hero's got to be everything that you'd sort of everyone would want.
But there's also the unappealing men in these stories as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you got to have your shady characters.
Tell me about them.
Oh, Mandy's got a good one in her book.
I think you have to have a shady character in your books because it kind of contrasts with the good ones as well. So it gives the women both sides of the romances. So, and there are a lot of shady ones out there. A lot of women have had their heart broken. I mean, I think all of us have. So you've got to keep it real as well and have characters in there that are like that. They're not all Milton Boone characters that are going to sweep you off your feet and take you away, you know. So you've got to be realistic as well, I think.
So who's your readership mostly? I'm going to take a punt here and say it's mostly women.
Oh, mostly women, most definitely. And I think it appeals, of course, to the country genre, but country people. But I think it also appeals to city dwellers because they kind of like to be taken away on the magic, you know, evocative trip of the outback. So I think it appeals to everyone.
And then page after page, there's fantastic descriptions of the outback. What about overseas sales?
Yeah, well, I can say my first book's been contracted to Germany. I mean, the Germans must really love outback Aussie because they, you know, they seem to snap up all the rural Aussie books. So that's great.
And sorry, speaking of which, I actually met a German girl a few months ago that moved to Australia to work for a year after reading one of Rachel Treasure's books. So that's how much of an impact they can have.
I mean, was she disappointed that those men didn't exist?
No, she said that they did.
Oh, really?
She found them all, but yeah.
Now, you can kind of tell that. I mean, we're sort of taking a bit of a lighthearted approach to this. How do you feel about that?
I'm happy about that. I think I want my readers to walk away and feel that they've read a really good feel-good book and it's not too heavy. It's still got a lot of depth in there, but it's something that takes them away from everyday life and gives them something to feel good about. So I think it's good. I like the light approach to it because, I mean, country people do have a light approach to a lot of things in life and a laid-back attitude. So, yeah, good.
What about the term chooklit?
I don't like the term chooklit, I'll be honest. I have a few chickens in my books, but, yeah, I'm not big on the chooklit term myself. How about you, Fiona?
No, I sort of tend to go with the old farm lit or rural lit.
Yeah.
And it seems like a great novel to pick up perhaps at an airport or something. Where are your sales?
Well, mine have just come out Monday all over Australia, so I'm not too sure on where they're selling the best and the most and all that, but, yeah, they're at all the bookshops that Fiona's will be at.
Definitely. I know mine are still doing the rounds in all the airport bookshops at the moment. And there's, you know, Heart of Gold still available there, and then Big W, Kmart there, and all the bookstores. It's out and about. And if it's not, you just go and ask for it.
Yeah. And Target, I think, as well, has got our books too.
And the internet. How's the internet playing in all of this?
Not too sure. I think, you know, I was just having a talk with my agent the other day about how, because I'm coming up for a contract for my third book, and, you know, there is a definite drop in the whole sales, and the publishers are having to rethink a lot of things at the moment.
Mandy, if we could just cut to the chase now, what about the love scenes? Yours are quite raunchy.
I love writing love scenes. I think it's where I can't stop writing. My typing can't keep up with me. It's exciting, and it's, you know, women like to read about that. Our lives are so busy in this modern day that we just don't seem to find. I mean, most women you talk to, they're too tired. They've got kids. They're busy. You know, it's nice to take them away and give them something of what, you know, I'm a woman, I talk to other women, and that's what they like to have. So I enjoy writing about it, yeah, immensely.
Now, I understand that you both have had a very good run with publishers, which isn't a story, you know, that's common with authors. Even that most new writers struggle to get published in the first place. How did it work for you, Mandy?
I took 6 months to write my manuscript, which apparently was quite fast. I didn't know that at the beginning. And then it took about 3 months of... I sent it into one publishing house that was very interested, but they were very swamped as well, because they do a Friday pitch for new authors. So she kind of said, you know, because I'm a little bit impatient, she said, just send it on to somewhere else if you can. And at first I thought, oh dear, you know. And I sent Penguin an email just letting them know my situation and being honest with them. And within basically a week, I had a two-book contract with them.
That seems extraordinarily quick for an author, yet-to-be-published author.
Yes, it was. It was very overwhelming. I'd sort of had put it to the back of my mind that I'd sent it off. So when I got the phone call from Penguin, it just, yeah, it was amazing. I'll never forget that day. It's still clear as in my memory.
Fiona, what about you?
Yeah, I'm sort of exactly like Mandy. I wrote my book and then thought, by that stage, Aurelie had given me Rachel Treasure's book, and I went, oh, wow, you know, there's a market for it. So straight off the knob, I sent it straight to Penguin, even though it was unsolicited. And then as a couple of weeks later, I heard back from them wanting the whole manuscript, and then not long after that, there was a contract. So I was just like Mandy. It was a bit of a shock, really.
It seems like the publishers can't get enough of this type of writing.
Yeah, they've signed up a whole heap just lately.
It is a very, it's up-and-coming sort of genre, I think. I mean, I don't know if they mention it to Fiona, but they do get quite a lot of manuscripts in for this genre. But, so it is growing. It's growing most definitely.
Is there any danger the market will be swamped with outback romance books?
I don't think so. I mean, it's something that a lot of people are passionate about, so I don't feel that it's going to be swamped. And I welcome any new author that's, you know, done the struggle and the hard yards and made it in. I think good on them. So I'm happy for any new ones to come in.
Yeah, I'm the same as Mandy. I mean, I could read a rule book one every month. So, you know, at the moment there's hardly any out there.
Yeah, I've had emails of ladies just this last couple of days that have read it in a day. So, I mean, there's people out there that are waiting now another year for my next book to come out. So there's a huge market there for it.
Do you get emails from people giving you story ideas?
I haven't myself.
Fiona?
No, me neither. But, you know, they're quite welcome to if they got a great yarn.
I agree.
Mandy, do you get out much to have a look at the types of places you're writing about?
Yeah, I do. Well, I live in what I write about, so I'm on a fruit farm. But, yeah, my passion lays in rodeos and going to that sort of thing. So I do try and get to all the local rodeos, which are all sort of on at the moment.
See, there you go, rodeos, riding bulls.
I don't ride bulls, but I love watching people ride bulls. So that's my part of the sport that I enjoy. So, yeah, I try and get out there and visit all the places I write about, most definitely.
Oh, see, now I've got to learn to ride a quad bike and a bull.
Quad bikes are easy. Can't fall off.
Oh, actually, I have had a go of a quad bike, but no, I'm not so good on the mechanical things. Anyway, we've run out of time, but I'd love to thank you both for coming on the program. Mandy Magrove, the rural Queensland writer and author of Rosalie Station and also some other books, and also Fiona Palmer, rural WA writer and author of Heart of Gold. And, well, thank you so much for coming on to Bush Telegraph.
You're welcome. Thank you.